Hello?
Hi, this is Amy from Food Delivery Service. I'm looking for Kevin.
That's me.
Hi, Kevin. How are you today?
Fine. Is something up with my order?
Oh, no. We just wanted to let you know that we really appreciate your business, and we want to thank you for being such a loyal customer.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah. And because of that, in your meals next week, we will be providing a complimentary substitute.
What?
Sorry. Maybe I should explain. So usually you order scalloped or mashed potatoes, but instead we're going to replace those with a complimentary serving of carrots or broccoli.
You're giving me the carrots and broccoli too, or you're...
No, we're just going to swap those out. Yeah, that is a complimentary substitute, and we're going to do that for you free of charge, Kevin.
I appreciate that, but that's actually fine. I don't want that. Thank you.
Okay, well, I do want to let you know that this is a reward for being a loyal customer, and it's free.
I don't want the vegetables instead of the potatoes. I'll just keep the potato. I mean, I've done this for like a year. I like your food, so it's all fine. Thank you.
Okay, Kevin, how do I put this?
Is there something wrong?
You've been ordering meals for almost a year now.
I just said that, yeah.
Yeah, and we ran the numbers here at headquarters. You are one of the top carb consumers in the nation.
What the hell are you talking about?
We looked at your Instagram recently, Kevin, and I don't know.
You mean what? Why are you looking at my Instagram?
Think about it. A year ago, you were wearing normal shirts just fine, and now they're slowly turning into crop tops.
Are you calling me fat?
No, I did not say that. I just...
Well, I don't understand what the hell is going on. You're calling me up and telling me you're messing with my orders, and you're stalking me on social media and calling me fat? What is going on?
Listen, Kevin, we take our customer service here seriously. And this is not a joke. We are very concerned over here.
It sounds like you are crossing all sorts of lines, and I'm not okay with it.
I think the only person crossing a line is you, and that's over the carb line.
What?
And I don't know how to say this, but we as in the company, okay, are afraid that if we continue to build these meals, I mean, the way you want them, you might not be around long enough to order more meals from us next year.
So you're calling me now to tell me that I'm going to drop dead? What is wrong with you?
Listen, I didn't want to have to go here either. That's why I made up the whole carrot substitute thing, the free complimentary stuff. If you would have just agreed with it at the beginning, we wouldn't have to do this.
I don't know what you think your job is, but this is not it, okay? I've used your service for a long time. Give me the food I want. The end.
We're not going to do that, okay? Veggies for you, Kevin. Veggies.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. And it's for your own good. I also took out all the desserts, too.
What? You can't do that. I don't understand what the...
I did it. I did it, and I ate some of them, too. And you know what? They were delicious.
What the f***? Are you like my mom or something?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing your dumb service anymore. Mm. I'm done. It's over. Okay, so you lost a customer. If I drop dead because I'm such a big fatty, it's not your problem anymore, all right?
Okay, good, Kevin. I love that energy, okay? Don't hang up, though, because this is a prank phone call.
What?
Yeah.
What is happening?
Sorry about that. I didn't mean to shame you. I'm actually Brooke from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
What?
Sorry. I've never seen your Instagram account, okay? Well, I saw the one picture that your girlfriend sent me, but that was just because she's the one that set you up, because you're always bragging about how...
My girlfriend put you up to this? Holy shit.
She did say lay off the carbs, though, seriously.
Oh my God, you're so mean. I mean, a prank phone call is one thing. You're telling me I'm going to die?
You're going to think again about those mashed potatoes, though, aren't you, Kevin?
Yeah, I guess.